Hey guys, welcome to Ideologically Illogical, where we view things from a different perspective, a different lens, a different point of view, to offer you a visual of the same thing you've seen before, and perhaps you'll see it through a different light. Today we're going to touch on what's current today. We don't normally do day-to-day topical stuff, but we've had a couple of passing aways today. DMX passed away, and as well as Prince Philip. I'm not going to go into the personal things of each. They both have lovers and haters on each side, and I don't know which side of the aisle you fall on. I'm not here to hate or to advocate for. The only advocation I do for is for world peace. But what I do want to talk about today is reincarnation. And do you think that we have that ability to transcend from this manifestation, from this incarnate form, pass through the nether world, right? The death, the other side, and then be able to manifest ourselves back together in corporeal, you know, incarnate form, which would mean we'd have to somehow sentiently from the other side place ourselves into an egg and into a sperm so that we could recombine ourselves during that moment, or how does all that work? Not really sure on the science end, but I do believe in spiritual manifestation into a corporeal body even after it's been born. So perhaps maybe that may be more the sense of the case, where the sense of the entity, the aura is so strong and persevering that it hops from one vessel to another vessel. So anyway, we're going to talk about all that, and mainly because Prince Philip, who died, is very famous with a very famous quote, and I want to come back and bring up that quote and talk about it, and yeah, we'll take it from there. All right, guys, so we'll take the scheduled break, and we'll be right back to talk about reincarnation and this, that, and the other. Welcome back. All right, guys, so as everyone knows, I don't typically do day-to-day point-counterpoint politics and nanny-nanny boo-boo type innuendo stuff with, you know, talking about this person or that person. That's just not what we're about here. We typically like to connect the bigger picture dots to show, you know, a transformational process that's happened over a long period of time that people may not be aware of because they're too caught up in the moment-to-moment politics. So we step back from that moment-to-moment politics and see the bigger picture. And with that being said, you know, like we're talking about today, we suffered the death of two important people. And one of them was a musician, and the other one was, for lack of a better word, a politician. And reincarnation is the topic of our subject. And you're wondering, well, how does this all this relate? Well, it's interesting because while I don't talk about day-to-day stuff, I do talk about globalism. And Prince Philip, whether, you know, whatever your partisan politics are or not, that's not what this episode's about. So just hold those aside and bear with me on this one and hear it out. But his bloodline, if you follow it back, and you have to go and look all that up. It's connected, well connected with some other family lines. And these family lines are in control of a lot of banking systems. And they blended with the royal line in Britain. And that was the unification with him and Queen Elizabeth II. They have always been on the end of globalist ideology. They get all the reports from all the think tanks. Now, I'm not saying they're leading it or for it or whatever. They're obviously puppets on a string and figureheads. We all know that. Do they have some say in some of the stuff? Obviously. Their families have a lot more say, and it's really the connections within connections. And we'll just leave that there. But what I find interesting is, again, if people know anything about the people that are connected with the Illuminati and all of those things, that those guys revert back to the old ways. They still use magic and they still use numerology. And today's date is a very important date numerologically, intended for their purposes. And if you look at some of other high profile deaths that have happened, and if you've been following any of this, you also, if you look at the numbers on those, and I'm not going to go into all that foo-foo stuff here. If you're into that, you can go look it up. I'm just going to state the facts. And without further ado, here are the facts. Prince Philip was 99 years of age when he died. And he died on the 99th day of the year, of the 9th day of the month. Okay, in and of itself, just coincidence, maybe, maybe not, right? I mean, But what a lot of people don't know is Prince Philip was quoted, and he's got a very famous quote, and here it goes, I quote, "In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation." Prince Philip. Interesting that the timing of his death would be right now, where they feel they got a total grasp of this. And again, this virus isn't really as virulent and as deadly as they hoped it would be, which is why they're bringing out the vaccines, because that'll add to it. They were hoping that the local strains would change more rapidly than what they are, which is why they're restricting travel. But they're just not getting the results that they wanted for this biological warfare. And that's exactly what it is, folks. It's intended to bring the world usher it in into this last one world era government. And Prince Philip was there from the beginning, right? Now, I don't care what your beliefs are on whether that's hearsay or whether, you know, this whole one world government. I'm beyond arguing with people about that when I've heard the speeches from the people themselves use those terms. Hitler used it first. Bush Sr. used it again. The other Bush kid used it after that. I hear it over and over again from the politicians. So this isn't conspiracy nonsense. This isn't stuff that's what they try to do to push it off. Like, oh, no. Because their greatest weapon, right? Their greatest weapon of defense is to make people think that it's not happening. And that's exactly what's going on right now. While they're overtaking the world, they're making everyone think, oh, no. Everything's fine. Don't worry. It's all calm. Just sit back. And it kind of reminds me of those posters, right, during World War II, right, the Stay Calm posters, and that's exactly what they do, because they need you to not resist, they need you to not fight back, they need you to not be aware of what is truly going on, because they haven't solidified everything yet, and this is huge. You remember when Rockefeller and these same people, right, unified Europe and turned it into the European Union, they jokingly said that they, you know, overtook Europe without having to fire a shot. And the same thing is happening right now. All those shots have been fired and people have been killed. All of this BLM stuff relates back to this. All of this stuff is optics. Everything you've seen has been optics to usher in this agenda. And again, there's so much there to unpack that I can't do it in this one podcast, which is why you need to, you know, listen to my prior podcasts and come back every day. We do one daily. And I can't say I give you grand insights daily, but if you connect the dots, you'll see this bigger picture I'm talking about. And I do keep them short. It's not a bad lesson. So check them out. You might like them. But getting back to the reincarnation part, Prince Philip, that's what he wanted to be. He wants to reincarnate himself as a deadly virus so that he can end world population. Now, I don't care what you think about reincarnation, whether you think it's, you know, true or not true, or if you believe in it or well, who cares? He can't really do it. Fine. But the fact is, it's happening, right? And the real fact is, if you look at his statement, what he's really talking about is these people that are at that level, these upper echelon, and I don't even want to call them upper echelon. I believe we are the upper echelon. They were the lowest of the low. I believe the pyramid's upside down and they are down at the bottom of the dredge and controlling it from there. But what you have to understand is that the last statement he said to, you know, to fight overpopulation, to control overpopulation, that, my friends, is the reality. That's how these people think. And all one has to do is look at the Georgia Guidestones. It's reiterated there how they want to bring down the world population to, I forget what number, but it's a ridiculously low number compared to what we have now. And I get it. Now, are they intending on doing it naturally? You know, was his intent of just, hey, I just want it to be benign. I'm not a hater. If something happens, it would help us get rid of overpopulation. That's one thing. But I don't know, that quote and that statement kind of just sounds like they feel like us little people are invading on their, you know, encroaching on their territory. And so he's hoping he can help out his fellow whatevers by coming back and ridding the world of overpopulation. That's just a horrible thought, really, on all fronts. Why can't we figure out ways of not having overpopulation be a problem? And the earth is huge. We could take everybody on the planet and fit them into Texas, people. Okay, so we are not overpopulated. We are poorly managed, stupidly managed, and people are hoarding resources, but we are not overpopulated. Anyway, that's it on reincarnation for today. May DMX and Prince Philip rest in peace. And anyone else that may have passed today, and we'll pray for all those that have gone. But pray for what, right? Because in reality, we are here now. They're in the ether world. If you understand the reality of what's going on and how in the ancient ways they used to sacrifice people, pull their hearts out. And we'll get into that in another one. My time is literally going to cut out on me, but I'm not trying to be an evil person. I'm trying to get you guys to understand where this podcast is trying to direct us back into the past to show you that where the past goes is where the people are now in the present.